fell over.
Sorry about last week. Couldn't figure out how to upload the episode. We tried to do it on a microphone and it was too
abrupt. Pretty much, we tried to provide a high quality experience and then we realized we're not those type of people.
We tried to be high class. We recognized we're actually ratchet. Embraced it. Here we are.
Hood rats.
Really?
When it comes to the podcast world, and I love it.
But that's what we've gotten some really cool feedback, and we just want to say, like, thank you for whenever you guys reach out. Like, we really just sit on our beds and record this, and it's not scripted, it's not planned, and, like, we want you to feel like you're sitting here with us, and when you guys reach out and let us know that you're listening or that something was meaningful to you, that means the world to us. So thank you for listening. Just want to say that I'm really grateful.
Hey, our girl.
We out here.
We're bilingual. All right. Jen had the brilliant idea of talking about loving yourself. I'm sure we've, like, mentioned it in other podcasts.
But we're going to talk about self-love and, like, self-respect. And because I feel like a lot of people are like, treat yourself. And I'm like, no, spending money that you don't have is not self-love.
Yeah, self-love. True.
Like, let's now there's like a clear. New,
yes.
There's like, pampering. Yes. And then there's self-love. And then there's, like, self-respect.
And then there's, like, self-indulgence. And self-destructive behavior.
Oh, shit.
Self-compassion is probably my favorite.
Yeah, self-compassion is my fave, too.
Okay. And self-respect and compassion, both.
So
diving in, okay, I'll speak for myself. I know in the past, and I've probably mentioned this on the podcast, that I used to really struggle with this idea of, but I'm so loving, and I just love when I get to be with these boys or these people where I feel like my loving best self comes out, and I'm just so loving. And then I read this book called Women Who Love Too Much, about women with low self-esteem needing to always be with men where they feel exactly like how I described. But at first I was like, no, this isn't me. I don't have low self-esteem. I love who I am. But really, the more I prayed and kind of dove into it, I realized, no, that's true. I came to a point where I realized, and I've talked about this, I can't love others more than I'm loving myself. If I'm doing this behavior that's stemming from a generous place, but in the end I'm getting burned by, like, being nice to this person and then they're rude back to me, or they do things back to me, or they're not treating me right and there's no reciprocity, like, that is hurting yourself. That isn't being generous. That's not loving and honoring who I am. And so God, literally, I would pray that my desires would change and God would teach me. And I also believe, like, our outside world changes when we change our inside. And I realized it isn't enough for me to just be like, okay, I'm setting these boundaries. If I didn't do work on my inner self to desire and want new things and to have my heart be changed. And so I prayed and asked God, and I realized, especially with this one person, I was like, I'm going to keep wanting to be around them, even though I'm now more aware that it's really terrible and I wasn't respecting myself, even though I was like, I'm just not suppressing a generous thought. I'm being so generous and being really good to them. I'm being kind. I'm being Christ-like. I'm being compassionate to them. I'm not, you know, I'm not running away because I don't give up on people. And now my new thing is, yeah, I give up on people. Not in a bad way. It's more like,
no, there's a difference between giving up and letting go.
I let go of people, thanks. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's great. I set boundaries where I'm like, okay, nope, this person isn't treating me right. They're bringing toxic things into my life. I love who I am and I honor who I am. And I want to be around people who honor that too, who see what I see in me. And so I just want to say, if for those of you who feel like that seems so far out of reach or unattainable, or you wish you could, that it really can happen and it doesn't need to be a long process. Mine was so fast. It was like, once I finally allowed myself, it was like a couple month process gradually, but the big moment, the shift happened when I decided, wait, yes, I do believe that my life really can look different and I really do deserve different and I'm worthy of different and I want different. Help me want it, or like help me get to that spot.
Yes, there's a book called The Yamas and Niyamas, and that translates to the 8 limbs of yoga, and it talks about like self-compassion and So in the part talking about ahimsa, which ahimsa is the practice of nonviolence, it says something like, I wish I wrote my book inside, it's in my car, but it says, there's several pages along the lines of, how can you care for someone else's heart if you're, like, hurting your own? And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Cool. I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah, I wish I could remember more. I literally taught a yoga class tonight to some
random woman. That's freaking cool, dude.
That's really
cool. What I really like about what Jen said is that sometimes also we get this identity in our head of like, I'm a loving person, I'm a caring person, I'm a good friend. And we think if we do something to take care of ourselves, that means that we maybe say no to someone or we decrease contact with someone. It goes against our identity. So we're like, oh, I can't do that because yes, I'm a loving person.
Totally.
Or I can't share this frustration because I'm a positive person and I'm always the go-to girl and I'm always the yes girl. So I think it's realizing that we can't be so black and white and 100% that like, you can be both. You can be a good friend and have boundaries. You can be a totally good wife and still make time for yourself. You can be a good sister and still say no to something. And if you say, well, how do I know when I should say no? If you are at a point where doing something will make it so that you are failing to meet your basic emotional needs, or if you need to devote time to doing that, then like, that's okay. And obviously I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm this like expert and I can tell you how to navigate your relationships. But the more that I've learned to unapologetically just say like, no, I can't come tonight, but thanks for inviting me. I feel so much more peace in my life. And the other day I actually had a coworker, I had a group of friends stop by my desk at work on their way out. And one of them said like, hey, like we're going bowling tonight. Do you want to come? And I said, no, I can't. I have stuff going on tonight. But I'm really happy you invited me and I hope you have fun. And my coworker was like, wait, whoa. She was like, you didn't say sorry. And it was so funny. And this is not to like toot my own horn, but she was like, I always say sorry for everything. Like, that was so interesting. Normally people are like, I'm sorry. Or like, maybe I can. Or like, I'll see. But she was like, the first thing you said was no. And you were okay with that. But it was so nice. And I didn't realize.
Whoa, that's a good lesson, actually. Yeah.
Was like, there's nothing to be sorry about unless, and even if there's like a previous expectation set, I think if you tell people why, hey, in order to respect my time or in order to like meet this goal that I have, it would be most important for me if I did this tonight. Or sometimes you also don't even need an excuse. You can just say, hey, not able to make it tonight. Thank you for understanding. And for me, that's self-respect. Mm-hmm. I think self-love are the actions that you do towards yourself. Self-respect is a message that you communicate to others and you say, I have a level of respect for myself. If mm-hmm. you care about me, you will subscribe to this belief that I have in myself and you will honor the choices that I make to maintain that.
And then I think self-compassion is showing compassion to yourself when you aren't like up to what you think you should be,
or yeah, if you make a mistake. Yeah, you're forgiving of yourself if you need help.
Or yeah, also in another book I'm reading, I mentioned last time you were here, it literally tells you to like think of your like feelings as like, and your like feelings and like physical body as like an entity or a person, like humanize them. Mm-hmm. And it like tells you to say to your heart, like, my heart, I am here for you. Like, thank you for pumping for me.
That's amazing.
And like my feelings, thank you for letting me know like what's going on. And it says, tell your feelings, dear one, I am here for you. Like, are you kidding? That's so sweet. I think that's self-compassion.
Yeah, there's a book called Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Being Kind to Yourself. And it's by Kristen Neff. And that's what she talks about, is when you're experiencing hurt because maybe you handled something poorly or someone mistreated you or disappointed you. Instead of being like, no, you're so stupid, you should get over it, or you're fine, or whatever, it doesn't matter, say, hi, self. Yeah, like, talk to yourself and be like, wow, that was a really difficult situation you went through today. Or that was such a special relationship. And it sure is sad that you had to go through this, but it's going to be okay. But you have to validate yourself
and not just expect yourself to get over everything. And you also have to ask other people to do that too. Hey, I might have my feelings hurt for a little while. Thanks for understanding. Yeah. Like, let other people know that you are human too.
I love that. Let people know. Yeah, I'm like, why are we so afraid of our emotions? We're afraid of each other. Or I thought of one thing of just like, when we feel like we're being a bad friend, when we set boundaries, I've learned, no, that's what makes a great friend. It really does. Is teaching people how to treat us. It's good for them. It's good for us. I realized sometimes I felt like, man, the more I choose, like, into the light in the world, or the more I opt into God, or I opt into respecting myself, I feel like I'm hurting people, or, you know, I'm worried about that. And I just thought, wow, to me, that's one of Satan's greatest lies, is when we're making choices that are good and they are right for us, that somehow it's going to be harmful. It's the opposite. When we're staying in scenarios that are bad and we're accepting poor behavior, or we're not treating ourselves well, like, that's harming everybody, and it will only bless relationships. Like, maybe in the beginning it will suck and you don't have that person in their life, or maybe they're going to be mad at you, but overall it's always the right choice to be good to yourself.
I love that. It's never something that you have to sacrifice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it really does take honesty, which is something we aren't familiar with. But we love you guys. Honesty
isn't always polite.
Because honesty, there's a difference between polite.
Like brutally honest and being honest. Like, you don't have to be mean.
Yeah, you don't have to be mean.
It's not mean to be clear with someone. Yeah. Say what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, we love you guys. Do you guys have any other thoughts?
No.
Yeah, we just wanted to hop on here, do a short episode, show you that we really DM care. Us. Please DM us.
Tell us if you want to be on.
Yeah, we're
tell
looking.
Tell us your stories. We want to connect with you guys.
We're scheduling our podcast guests for this spring. So go ahead, send us a DM, a text, a letter in the mail, a fax. We accept all.
My fax machine that I have.
Mediums of communication, and we'd love for you to come be on our podcast.
Okay, bye.